Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 1. Windows Server 2008 Name Resolution Methods. Windows Server 2008 networks use two name resolution methods, DNS and WINS. DNS uses host names, which can be up to 63 characters in length, and also have domain names in front of them forming fully qualified domain names, or FQDNs. WINS uses the NetBIOS protocol. NetBIOS names are limited to 15 characters in length. A hidden 16th character is used to define the NetBIOS communication scope for WINS clients. Internal names are local to an organization and cannot be accessed by the public. Internal domain names are not regulated by internet registrars. External names are public domain names and are controlled by a central registration body. You cannot use the same external domain name if it is already in use. External domains have root domains, which are also predefined by the regulating body, and your public domain cannot be outside any of these root domains. Domain Name System. Windows Server 2008 DNS Server Service includes some new features, such as Global Name Zone, Read-Only Primary Zone, Background Zone Loading, Global Query Block List, Link Local Multicast Name Resolution, or LLMR, for Vista clients, and full native support for IPv6, along with IPv4. DNS is required for Active Directory. A DNS query is made when a DNS client seeks information from a DNS server. The DNS server receiving the DNS query checks its local database to resolve it. If there is no record in its database, the DNS server will forward the request to an authoritative DNS server. The DNS query process proceeds as follows, and at whichever step the query is resolved, a response is then sent to the client with the answer, thus stopping the process. The DNS client's local resolver cache, the host's file, the DNS server's database and cache, the DNS server to other DNS servers' databases if recursion is enabled on the DNS server, it is enabled by default, and if WINS lookup is enabled, the DNS server can query WINS to resolve the name. Forward lookup queries and reverse lookup queries are used. Forward lookup queries resolve host names to IP addresses. Reverse lookup queries resolve IP addresses to host names. An authoritative DNS server for a domain will contain all the resource records part of the domain for which it is authoritative. DNS servers also store resource records in their cache when they resolve a query for a DNS client. A few types of host records are supported by the Windows Server 2008 DNS Server service, such as A, or IPv4 host, AAAA, or IPv6 host, CNAME, or alias, MX, or Mail Exchanger, NS, or Name Server, PTR, or Pointer, SOA, Start of Authority, and SRV, or Service Location. A zone is a portion of a namespace for which an authoritative server has full information and control. These include primary, secondary, stub, Active Directory Integrated, and Global Name Zones. Primary zones contain a master read-write copy, while secondary zones contain a read-only copy and get their information from the primary zone. The zone transfer takes care of zone replication. In Active Directory integrated zones, replication is taken care of by Active Directory. DNS Server Implementation. The DNS Server service on Windows Server 2008 can be installed in two ways. It can be installed by going to the Server Manager console and adding the role. It can also be installed when you are first installing Active Directory via DC Promo. Zones can be created by right-clicking and adding the zone. There is an option to integrate a zone with Active Directory. Only those DNS servers that are domain controllers as well can host the Active Directory integrated zones. If the zone is Active Directory integrated, SRV records for domain controllers, global catalog servers, and PDC emulator are automatically created. Secure Dynamic Updates allows subsequent DNS updates only by a client that originally registered or created the record in the DNS server. In non-secure updates, any machine can update the record regardless of who first registered it. These settings can be configured in zone properties. If DHCP is configured for dynamic updates, PTR records of the clients are automatically updated as well. The aging and scavenging feature provides a means of cleaning out old, outdated records or setting how long they will be valid. It can be applied at either the server level or the zone level. A checkbox needs to be selected to enable it. On DNS client, you must set at least a host name, primary DNS suffix, and a DNS server. You can also set the following under the DNS tab by going to TCP/IP Properties and clicking the Advanced button. The DNS servers list in order of priority, the DNS suffix search order, the connection-specific DNS for each network adapter, the dynamic DNS update behavior. WINS lookups for DNS server can be enabled in zone property under the WINS tab. The hosts file is a manual text file that provides DNS name mapping to IP addresses. The path to this file is systemroot:\windows\system32\drivers. This file has no extension. Windows Internet Naming Service, or WINS. WINS provides mapping for NetBIOS names to the associated IP addresses. NetBIOS names are limited to a maximum length of 15 characters. NBT is NetBIOS over TCP/IP and is used to get around NetBIOS non-routability. Node types are methods that clients use to resolve NetBIOS names. It can be set up via the registry or via DHCP. The node types are Bnode for broadcast, Pnode for peer-to-peer, Mnode for mixed, or Hnode for hybrid. This reverts to Bnode if it cannot resolve the name. This is the default for Windows 2000, XP, Windows 2003, and Windows Server 2008 client machines that are configured with WINS. In Windows Server 2008, WINS is installed in two ways. One, by going to the Server Manager console and adding a feature, and two, by going to the Control Panel, clicking Programs and Features, clicking Tasks, and selecting Turn Windows Feature Off or On. To configure WINS, go to Start, Administrative Tools, WINS. This opens up the WINS Management Console. If there is more than one WINS server, replication partners are set to configure WINS database synchronization. These partners can be configured to push or pull, or both, at a set amount of time or after a certain number of updates in the WINS database. This is done by going to the Replication Partners option under the Server node in the WINS console. Automatic WINS partner configuration can be enabled under Replication Partner Setup in the Advanced tab. However, it is meant only for small networks since it uses multicast. You can enable the use of persistent connection for replication by going to Server Properties in the Advanced tab. The scavenging of stale or tombstoned records can be set to predefined intervals or can be done manually. The lmhosts file is a manual text file that provides NetBIOS name mapping to IP addresses. The path to this file is systemroot:\windows\system32\drivers. This file has no extension. Typically, this file is not configured with any entries. IPv4 and IPv6 coexistence. Most transport and application layer protocols need little or no change to work over IPv6. Exceptions are application protocols that embed network layer addresses. The main feature of IPv6 that drives adoption today is the largest address space. Addresses in IPv6 are 128 bits long versus 32 bits in IPv4. IPv6 interfaces have link local addresses in addition to the global addresses that applications usually use. These link local addresses are always present and never change, which simplifies the design of configuration and routing protocols. Frequently asked questions. Question: what are the two name resolution methods that I can use within Microsoft Windows Server 2008 networks? Answer: you can use DNS or NetBIOS or both. Question: how can I differentiate an internal domain name from an external domain name? Answer: internal names are not accessible by the public and are not registered in the Internet Domain Naming Authority. Question: do I need to install the DNS client service on my computers running Windows XP? Answer: no. The DNS client service is installed by default with Windows operating systems. Question: can I install Active Directory without DNS server? Answer: no. DNS is required for Active Directory. Question: I am planning to use Active Directory integrated zones. Can I make a Windows Server 2008 server that is not a domain controller a primary DNS server? Answer: no. If you are planning to install an Active Directory integrated zone, a primary DNS server must be an Active Directory domain controller, since only domain controllers have master read-write-copy. Question: does Windows Server 2008 support IPv6? Answer: yes. IPv6 is fully supported by Windows Server 2008, along with IPv4. Question: I am using Windows Vista. Does my computer have a NetBIOS name? Answer: all Windows operating systems have a NetBIOS name. Question: I have just installed Windows Server 2008. Do I need to give it a NetBIOS name? Answer: yes. You must assign a host name and a NetBIOS name. Question: how long can a NetBIOS name be? Answer: a NetBIOS name can be 15 characters in length. Question: what is the default node type of all operating systems after Windows 2000 configured with WINS? Answer: HNode, or hybrid. It reverts to BNode if it cannot resolve the name. This is the default for Windows 2000, XP, Windows 2003, and Windows Server 2008 client machines that are configured with WINS. Question: can I install WINS on the same server where the DNS server service is also installed in Windows Server 2008? Answer: yes. You can install WINS on the same Windows Server 2008 system along with the DNS server service. Question: how can I view the NetBIOS cache on the WINS client? Answer: by going to the command prompt and typing nbstat-c. Question: how can I clear the NetBIOS cache on a WINS client? Answer: you may clear the cache by going to the command prompt and typing nbstat-r. Question: what command line tool can I use to configure a WINS server? Answer: you may use netsh. You can use the netsh command to view, modify, or troubleshoot the WINS configuration. Question: my company has a network spanned across multiple physical locations. Should I use WINS automatic partner configuration? Answer: no. WINS automatic partner configuration uses multicast and is only meant for small networks.